I learned some stuff. There was a company called SmartCert, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
And Carmen said, hey, and Carmen's a good buddy. I absolutely love Carmen. And he said, listen, I'm going to give you a job. You go over there and you have, because I'm not the most technical guy in the industry. I'm by far the worst. And he said, go over there and see if he can explain to you what this is and if you can come back and tell me about it. I said, I got nothing to do. So I went over there and I started talking. And I was just kind of joking around. I didn't know what it was. I didn't even get any thought of it. So I sat down and I said, listen, I'm going to sit down. It's going to take a while. I said, I'm not easy to convince or educate. And they started telling me about it. And I'm like, I just looked at her. I said, I would have bought this in 5 seconds.
So SmartCert had a table at the PacWest event is what you're saying.
Yes.
You went and you were talking to them cold, basically, not knowing anything about it.
Nothing. I didn't even give it a second thought of what it meant, SmartCert. So what they do is we had InSQL and we would sell a lot of items in the industry that were needed to be tracked, whether there was a aluminum, stainless, silicon, bronze, A325, whatever those other numbers are. I never kept track. But the biggest problem we had was always, hey, that customer wants that cert. And everybody we'd be in the round table and everybody would look at each other like, do you know where it is? Hell, I don't even know. Do we have certs? I'm like, I know we have them, but who's in charge of the certs? And nobody would raise their hands. Okay, somebody go find a cert. And that would take hours, if not days, to find certs. And this company, they attach the cert with the product when it comes across and it runs through InSQL. I said, do you know how much money that would have saved me? She said, you know, and I think they gave me a price for yearly. And I said, I would have, in a heartbeat, bought that. Because that was one of our biggest problems of when we had a big job and something went astray. They'd say, okay, we need to see the cert. Like, and then you get something from, I won't name the companies, but it comes in Chinese. You're like, is that a cert? I don't know. It could be a birth certificate. You read Chinese? I don't read Chinese. Well, send them this. And we'd send it to them. That's not it. Okay, well, try the other page. And then the worst was you'd have to file it. We had, we probably had 10 or 12 file cabinets every year. Which one's got the cert in it? And the AP lady looking like, I don't know what a cert is. So this company, I think it stays with the order. I didn't go into it in depth, but it stays with the order. And they keep it when you, isn't it that they keep it when it goes to their cloud? Yes, they keep it in the cloud.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should have that. Who shouldn't have that? Why should you not have SmartCert if that's a full-time employee all the time?
Right. Well, that's the philosophy. And it's, you were not set up for this. It's really apropos that you bring it up because we're right along on the bandwagon with all that. And Carmen brought us into it too. And now we're big advocates. And we were just thrilled when they partnered with InSQL because, we've been partnered with InSQL ourselves through FCH for a while. And so it's all kind of coming together. Seems like it makes a lot of sense to us too.
Oh, and I had no idea you guys were a part of this. And Carmen didn't either. He was just trying to see if they could take a layman like me and explain the worth of their system and would it be worth me to buy it. And I had Rob with me. He was my operations guy. And he sat down. And he goes, oh, we were kind of upset. Why the heck didn't you come out with this 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like when you scrub numbers for us.